Welcome to the Motivation Hour.
Yes, sir.
We got Brown Sugar in the building, the DJ Brown Sugar.
Yes, sir.
We got Uncle Flav, Uncle Jeff in the building.
Nice.
We got the homie Domo. We got Lolo Molly in the building, man.
Lolo live here, man.
We're going to get right into it, man. Southside General, man. Drop it tonight.
Midnight.
Southside General. Lolo Molly. On Spinrilla, man. We got a single dropping out on all media platforms real soon. But I want y'all to enjoy that. Midnight. Go to Spinrilla and down on, south, download Southside General.
Puffing that motherfucking good weed, man.
And this real rap right here.
Man, street love. Street love. Tune in, man. Let us know. We're going to play a couple cuts tonight. Day, you dropped the... You dropped that project last week.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
How you
feeling?
Yeah, I feel good, man. I feel accomplished. Like, if y'all ain't heard it, go listen to that joint. Trapping the Days and the album. Spinrilla and SoundCloud. Okay.
It's Throwback Thursday, man. So, as I reflect on where the beat tape started, you know, that's how producers sent in demos, you know, to get placements on record labels, you know what I'm saying?
So
how do you feel about the producer the artist relationship now?
I feel like is it more difficult
or easier?
Well, easier nowadays, you know, we got the internet and all that, so it's more easy to meet somebody.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
As a female producer, do you think the industry is harder for you to thrive or progress?
It's not harder for me to thrive, but it's definitely a male-dominated industry.
Yeah,
so
most
definitely.
But the women breaking through now.
Exactly, and as a woman, we just got to be
right now. They making all the money.
Game, and we got to be on our shit 100%.
They making all the money. Right.
So if you could send a message out to some young female producers, what would you tell them?
Keep pushing, believe in yourself. If you know this is something that you want to do, do it. Nobody can never tell you getting into something that's only for males or some shit like that. Like, do what your heart desires.
Most definitely. And how much do you appreciate your craft?
If you could compare
the dedication to that of like a Quincy Jones or...
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. This is on my mind, 24/7.
Wow.
My music, my career.
Dedication is key.
100%.
All right, so we're gonna give y'all a little taste of Lolo Molly, Southside General. This rock star.
You like a good time. In the rain, the hydro plane, and the drop top. Speed chase disappear on the cop top. Rock star, I'm a rolling stone. Over time, I ain't calling home. Don't be on my dick when I get rich. And you wanna throw the dog a bone. Ball hard, nigga, call me low. Go to jail and be on it low. 14 with no car. I was ready to shoot, nigga, when I was walking home.
That was Rockstar on Southside General dropping tonight. Midnight tonight, Southside General, man.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Unc? Man. So what's up, man? What's on your mind, man? Talk to me.
Hey, Slim, you know, the same old shit, man. You know, we just doing it, you know. Had a good time Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Went to go see Regina Bell, man. You know, good trip, man.
Man, hey.
You know, took it old school.
Shout out to the legendary Regina Bell.
Took it old school. Thanks to my homie. Thanks for looking out, man. Good tickets, man. Good seat.
Most definitely. We definitely appreciate that. Man, we had a great time. Man, it was my first time seeing Regina Bell. That was my Aunt Trina's favorite artist. We'd clean up the house.
Oh,
we'd clean up the house to Regina Bell, Anita Baker.
I'm just like,
Patty.
Who favorite is it?
Stacey Lattis.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who favorite is she, man? With the music she put out, man.
Who else? My girl, Phyllis Hyman.
The legendary Phyllis Hyman, man. Rest in
peace. The late Phyllis Hyman, long live the spirit and the soulful voices.
Yes,
you know, Whitney Houston, of course.
Of course, Regina Bell,
she in the in that realm of vocalists and soul.
Oh my
singing.
God, Mike,
like in that late '80s,
vocally probably can't. You know none of them, most of them we talked about can't touch her.
Man,
vocally,
and she was,
you know what I'm
smoking.
Like, oh man, come
nice
on,
band. They had a 3-piece band.
Oh man.
And they, and man, she killed it,
for
man.
For me to been knowing them folks for the longest I've been knowing them, the first time I went to go see her perform, man.
Most definitely. Much love and respect to Regina Bell and family.
The Battle Family.
Yeah. Enjoyed the show.
Love y'all, man.
Anyway, the Motivation brand, the HA Studios, can extend our helping hand, we're more than welcome, man.
Y'all come,
come
back.
Come holler at us, man.
We're trying to be back there, man.
We're trying to come back. We'd love to enjoy any show you have in the area.
You beautiful family.
Yep. Most definitely appreciate that.
Love you, JB.
So, we're going to check out Lil Leak, Autopilot.
Oh, my God.
This
motherfucker right here.
Ha.
You a fool.
Ha.
You a fool.
Ha. Oh, shit.
What's wrong?
I didn't call myself again.
Yeah.
I almost gave a fuck, but it was bullshit in the air. They tried to start the clock, I had a hell with a spin. My arm was on a rod, so I rock out with my friends. She want curtains. I put Fendi on the lens. I want all the Eminem. She popped it like Eminem. Picking up the stem. I'm giving out the gem. Today, how much would I spend? That's gonna leave it in suspense. Valentino or some cream on the cup. Son, they get with Pacino. I hope you don't bite the lingo. What is up, the Paris Pringles? I'm a Jeep, but I got C-notes. I could never be a hero. No,
that was Lil Leak 202.
Five, go get it, man.
Autopilot. Dropping everywhere soon, man. Enjoy that single, man. Domo, what's up, man? How you doing, bro? What's going on, bro? What's your brand, man? We show love, baby, around here. We show love, man. Shit, I'm a songwriter, man. He's pretty dope. What's your brand, bro? Genuine music, man, from the heart. It's either something I've been through or I say my people around me experience.
Most definitely.
Try to put it in my music. Someday for you feeling once you to feel something out there.
You got a label?
That's right.
You got a record label or a movement?
Crew, COS, Circle of Success, Ron B, got Flat.
Tell them, man. Tell them, man.
It's just like a group of individuals coming together all for the same goal in mind, no matter where we from, man. All got the same objective, trying to get it going.
So I remember linking up with you a few years ago, man.
Yes, sir.
And the chemistry was instant, man. Just like with me and Lolo.
Absolutely.
Our first encounter was spontaneous through another artist, my homie Fat Yeet. He came through a session. I was recording. I heard his voice. Instantly, this caught my attention. I don't even do this. I left out of my seat. The way the studio was set up, it's a hallway. You got to go back because the booth is isolated from the control room. Mm-hmm. So I went back there. It's like six niggas in the booth where he is.
Uh-huh.
I say, Slim, your voice like that. What I say to you?
The same thing,
right? Like, I stopped the music. Went in there and say, bro, your voice like that.
And every session got better and better.
Slim, these cats crush any mic they can come across, like live or in the booth.
Because
I got a special voice.
It's an instrument.
And y'all just know what to do on these records. So that's that's how important the artist is to the producer.
That's the chemistry
is key, Slim. It ain't gonna be right. Scotty and Mike had chemistry. That's how they won them championships. As long as they had them too, Mike could do it, but he had Scotty.
Everybody
gonna fall in line.
That's a champ. That's a dynasty.
That's how you build a dynasty. Yeah. So, what's some of your projects you got in here? You got any projects or events coming up or endeavors, you know, that you don't mind sharing with the world?
Well, now you're working on the group taking all of us together, probably drop 2019. And then, you know, man, you gonna cook up.
Oh yeah, we got some gems in the
and that's what I'm on.
In the
that's
safe,
good.
You understand?
Yeah, that's my soul.
We got a few diamonds in the safe,
can't
man.
Wait to hear.
My single Lifted, I released the instrumental this past March.
Okay.
And it generated over 25,000 streams on Spotify.
Okay.
So can you pull up Spotify?
Come on, man.
Did I see your Spotify pictures?
Right.
So I want to thank everybody for supporting. You know, the Motivation brand, the Big Motivation. It says over the past year, I reached over 20,000 fans.
42,000
streams.
83,000 minutes.
And I reached over 39 countries. Through the artists I work with. Not by myself, but through the artists I work with. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations on that.
I appreciate that. That's just a drop in the bucket. It's only the beginning. But when you on the right track, it lets you know to keep on going. You see what I'm saying? So I just want to inspire y'all, man. Get your business right, you know what I'm saying, and do right by yourself. You an entertainer, right. You in the music business, learn the business.
Do right
man.
By people, man.
The music come naturally, but the business, a little, you gotta learn. If you don't already, you know what I'm saying, have resources and people to speed up that process for you. Everybody not privileged to
don't
that information.
Burn them bridges, man.
Also, speaking of that information, I want to highlight that my man Steve Stock. I want to highlight him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I want to highlight that once again. Oh, shout out to Amari Cooper on that catch.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas Nation.
Cowboy.
Man, look at it. Let that play real quick,
yes,
man.
Indeed.
I want y'all to see that. That was a highlight, man. Amari Cooper, welcome to Dallas Cowboys, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Stop that shit.
You understand? Here's a brief recap of the Regina Bell show from Sunday. Once again, we thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
And now we're going to play a record from Cuz Devin and Hef Swayze called Nina.
Young 7, make a splurge.
Yeah.
From the next lane.
I just got a Cooper, that's a big 40. Stay with me and always do the trick for me. Hello, bougie bitches that are here for me. Yeah, I trust my bitch, I know she rolling for me. She never changing up, shorty 4 or 5, but she dangerous.
She's on the technical team, no lie. I cannot make this. says I'm waking up, cribbing all night. That's why I'm taking
keep
off.
That Henny now, that Henny now.
She got my pockets high, had to move over to another
track. I got a twin beside me, finger fucking bold, but that's all suicidal.
Safety off my wrist, get on the road. I got a thing to buy.
That Henny now, that Henny now.
She got my dress up, brand new tits. No, she ain't jamming up. Be discreet when you bringing them loans. All these niggas can now.
Mama set me up, the shorty stay down. And let the camp up.
That Henny now.
Nina from Cuz Dev and Half Swayze, man. Y'all hot artists, man, from the area. That was Cuz Dev, Half Swayze, man. Half Swayze, man, if y'all don't know who that is, man. He had a viral video where he with DC, man, where he kicked ass in the cops, man. Did like 17 flips, man. From northeast to southeast. Nah, I'm just gassing. He did like 6 flips, man. That, you know, got away from the police, man. They couldn't catch him, man. 3 strike style, man.
Yeah, that was some athletic.
You know what I'm saying? Cuz Dev, man.
Bop.
My man just can't miss, man. Yeah. Can't miss, man. That's a rising star, man. Dream chaser, you dig? What's up, Shepard? What's up, Sugar? What you got coming up, Sugar?
December 22nd, y'all. I got a DJ gig. Shout out my girl Ruth Pratt.
Okay.
She is having a concert at Ivy City Smoke Shop.
That's up the street.
That's right up the street. December 22nd. She's an R&B artist.
I ain't know you DJ.
Oh yeah. Hey, look, we out here DJ Burn Sugar.
That's crazy.
5 to 10.
Day party, like.
Yeah, it's a concert.
Okay.
It's a concert. It's on Sunday.
I'm trying to figure out when you was gonna tell me.
There you go, Moon. There you go. See, we just was just talking about that.
Yeah.
We got to get out.
Yeah.
And then you go right there, right up the street.
And what that? That's the 22nd.
That's a
weekend or a weekday?
That's next week.
It's a Sunday.
Next week? Damn, Christmas.
Next Sunday. We in there.
Christmas bar.
I never ate in that on that spot.
What's the spot?
Ivy City Smokehouse. They got some bombs.
I be ducking that.
We in there, man.
They got some
bombs. Come on, champ. We gonna paint the town, Jack.
Already, man.
If you ever painted the town, we gonna paint it now, man.
No question, man. It's all good, man. Let's go ahead and rock and roll, man.
R&B shit. That's your person.
That's my shit.
All right. Well,
my shit.
So in the gym today, man, me and Uncle Man pushed ourselves to the max,
pushed
man.
That thing, 100 meters, 1,000 meters.
We burnt over 1,000 calories.
Oh, shit.
And swam over 1,000 meters, man. That's over 44 laps, man.
Y'all in there, man. I'm proud of my man.
Health is wealth, y'all. Whatever you can do to get healthier, mentally and physically, do that.
Yeah.
Do that, man. You live longer, enjoy the fruits of your labor.
That's it.
You understand?
That's it.
Also, man, what you were saying about that job, though, you said a job is not meant for what? It's not meant for you to get rich.
Oh, no, it's not. No, you just got to pay your bills, man.
A job is meant for you to maintain it.
Maintain
stability.
If you
want
to get rich working a job, nigga, you need 3 or 4 jobs, man. And then how you going to spend it?
Gonna spend it on everybody else.
They know, nigga, when you work yourself to death, they don't spend it.
Yeah.
That's how that go. That's exactly how that go. So
find ways to obtain wealth, man.
Right,
and
enjoy it.
And go into business for yourself and show others how to you know, climb up that ladder, mm-hmm. man. You know, each one
help
teach
the
one.
Next man. And that's the only way you're going to be able to, everybody going to be able to eat, man.
Also, comment, y'all. Tune, we'd like to interact with y'all, on, whoever man. Tunes in. And, you know, come give on, us some man. Topics y'all want to speak on, man. Mm-hmm.
Get at us.
What's up with this Trump lawyer?
Man. That was Trump's goal.
That was his number
one
hitter, huh?
Yeah, man. See, man, they advised Trump not to fuck with that nigga. Damn. And because Slim was doing roughhouse tactics. You know what I'm saying? He was one of them type of lawyers. So Trump thought he was one of them type of niggas. Like,
untouchable. Like he was OJ.
Right. Hmm. And not only untouchable, like, if he get caught up, he going to hold water. He ain't gonna tell on me.
Nah.
Yeah, shit. Soon as people ask that nigga
to sing, the effort
don't apply. Soon as Moon put that motherfucker beat on, that nigga start singing.
There's no honor amongst thieves, man.
Yeah, because he thought he was gonna roll through that White House with Trump.
Man, I think Trump might slide. You know, he might swivel out of this one.
No D12, man. He's sliding through this motherfucker. Yeah, nigga. It's been almost three years.
You ain't gonna be able to impeach him for real, because by the time it go through, he's gonna
He'd be out of there, kicking his feet up on motherfucker, beat some motherfucker away with his toupee kick back. Yeah.
But we ain't gonna wrap y'all up too much, man. We're gonna close out with the old school jam of the day.
Cool Mo D, Wild West, man.
Thank y'all for tuning into the Motivation Hour. Please go download Southside General, Lolo Marley, tonight.
Get you a cup of that coffee.
Midnight on Smurrilla,
man. Tomorrow morning, nigga.
Some
bag of that
there.
Motherfucking ism. And nigga, pump that joint. No D12. We gonna pump it tomorrow. Yeah, we gonna pump it tomorrow.
Wild West.
I used to live downtown, 120 9th Street, Convent. Everything's upbeat, parties, ball in the park, nothing but girls at the dark. We chill, nobody gets ill in the place. We cover hell, but if you triumph, that's when they will get wild. But they don't fight, they kill. That's
Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West.
I remember parties out in the park with the girlies. Rubbing up in the dark, I was smooth till someone pulled the gun.
Also want to send a special shout out to my man Zach, Sapphire Marbury, man.
Balls,
shout out to June,
baby.
Shout out to June and Capo. Shout out to the Glowballs, man. Glowballs, man. No D12. You did. I call them Glow Rocks. You understand? I don't use the B term. Say Glow Rocks. You know what I'm saying? And I got the Moonversion Glow Rocks on the way, man. But shout out to the Starbury brothers, man. To see the brothers, man.
Most definitely, man.
See y'all later next week, 7:30 at the Motivation Hour. Brown Sugar, Uncle Jeff, Lolo Marley, man. Cuz Domo, man. Cuz Dan. Peace and love, man. Motivation.
Be motivated.